Hey guys, welcome back to the Angela Bless Show. No, I did not do my intro. I'm not going to do my intro till next week. I'm sorry, guys. You can tune into the Angela Bless Show every Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern time on just about all platforms, guys. Not just about all platforms, on all platforms, guys, all around the world. I can be heard on some FM AM radio. Also, and I'm also can go live on iHeartRadio and Speaker. Right now, I'm just gonna normally do this broadcast, what I normally do. So I'll start going live after I get everything situated. I am gonna start up in January, like I did the news I told you guys a couple days ago on the podcast. He'll find me. I'm gonna start in Florida. I'm gonna jump from state to state. I don't know how long I'm gonna. Future state, I don't know, it's going to be a month, 2 months, 3 months, and then jump to the next state. I don't know, so I have to plan that out, but I definitely going to continue to do the help find me, which is missing persons and missing children. You know, just to get the parents, loved ones, siblings, knowing that we do still care about their missing loved ones. I'm also going to throw in an extra day, and I'm thinking about Sunday. We're going to talk about unsolved cases, crimes, and I'm also probably going to jump from state to state. I don't know. I just want to use my platform to help people and whatever I'm assigned to in this in my life while I'm still on this earth. Today, we're going to talk about the importance of forgiveness. It's very important. You can tune in. I haven't set up the radio station yet. I am working on it because I am fighting with myself, but I'm going to leave it all gospel. I told you guys already, I don't want to do a second one with just R&B, like cool R&B and hip hop, you know, old school. Something you can listen to, or I might just keep that one station with the gospel music, encouraging word, because I don't want to do too much. I just want to do what I'm called to do in life. And again, if you don't know, I am certified in sports marketing and journalism. I also am certified in sports agent. I'm looking forward to getting my license, even though they want so much for a license. Why do you want so much for a sports agent license? And then you have to go take an additional test when it comes to it. It's so much, but I'm going to do it because I want to help other people. I want to help athletes. There's so many athletes that not don't have certain type of help. We need to educate them. I might do it a different way. You know what I'm saying? Use my sport agents to help young athletes. Give them the education that they need to further career. Not only do they think about sports, also think about a trade that you can do if your dreams don't fall in place, or God, you know, wants you to do something else. Like me, I used to run track. I used track as an outlet when I was going through things in life, but I want to talk about that on my sports podcast, not on here. So you can tune into Job Talk Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern time on all platforms, guys. You can view our pages on Instagram at Angie7102 or JiveTalk7102, JiveTalk7102. Let's jump right into our topic because I really don't want to be long before I be interrupted by my son. Yes. Forgiveness means different things to different people, but generally it involves an international decision to let go of resentment and anger. The act that hurt or offended you might always be with you, but working on forgiveness can let is a lesson that you can remove your grips on that person. You know, I say this so many times that, you know, sometimes people, you know, don't know you're still hurting, you know, or bitter unless you verbalize it time after time after time. And we don't know why people do the things that they do. We don't know why we do the things that we do in life. You know what I'm saying? So forgiveness is very important to let go of toxic residue in your life, because if you hold on to resentment and angry and mad at that person, you know, things happen in life. You know what I'm saying? You sometimes create sickness and disease within your own bodies just from angry and malice. It's true. It's true. Me walking down my life, the path that I went through, I had to learn to forgive those that abused me, those that molested me, those that, you know, talked about me. I had to learn how to let go. You know what I'm saying? Because people go on with their life not worrying about, not knowing. I'm not going to say they're not knowing that they hurt you. Again, you could be verbalizing it, and they don't care because they're going on with their life. They're thinking you're just bitter, mean, and you just want to, you know, start something. But that's not the case. That is not never the case. So I'm going to try to give you guys 4 steps to take when you need to forgive someone. You know, if you live long enough in this life, and trust me, you don't need to live too long. At some point, you are going to get hurt. Someone is going to hurt you. Something is going to hurt you. They're going to say or do something that will be offensive to you and cause you pain. Sometimes you will be the one causing the pain, which means there will be moments where you will need to be forgiven. Regardless of which side of forgiveness you are on, we must all deal with forgiveness first, you know, each day. We always got to forgive something, or, you know, ask God to forgive us for something that we have done wrong. And sometimes God will bring it back into your remembrance. You know what I'm saying? We're going to give you 4 steps to help you. The journey to forgiveness begins with approaching it from the right perspective. Here's the first thing I want you to understand about forgiveness. Forgiveness is I can't not, I won't. I cannot tell you how many times I have heard people say, I can't forgive this person. I have even said to myself, this is not true. Is it not that you can't forgive someone? Is it that you don't want to? That's a question. I find myself doing that all the time. We must stop telling ourselves that we can't forgive. To say you can't implies you don't have the ability to forgive. And when the truth is you don't have the desire. There are 2 different things. If you want to be brutally honest, when you say you can't forgive, it means either you choose not to forgive or you don't want to forgive, because forgiveness is a choice. The reason we know it is a choice is God commands us to do it. Here's a verse they tell us about. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Be kind, compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ God forgave you, you know, in life. You know, I know some people have done some horrible things, and I hear people tell me all the time, how can you forgive your abuser? How can you forgive this person, that person? I had to. In order for me to forgive someone, like, wholeheartedly, not say I forgive you, but I won't forget, I don't use that term. I don't ever want to use that term. You know what I'm saying? I want to forgive them, pray for them, and move on with my life. Yeah, I'm not perfect. Sometimes at the beginning, I'd be like, you know, bodily harm. Duct tape that person, put them in the trunk and throw them in Alligator Alley. It's just a thought. Don't listen to me. It's just a thought. But at the end of the day, I know where I stand with God. I know where I stand with Christ. Like, if my heart is filled with bitterness and resentment and angry and malice, then he can't use me. And I'll be coming from an unfruited place if I do choose to prophesy to people or speak or encourage people, but I'm holding on to unforgiveness, what someone done to me 10 months ago, a year ago, 2 years, 3 years ago. You know, it's the difference between deliverance and healing, and it's the difference between forgiveness. You got to admit that there's an issue. You got to admit that you want help. You got to admit that it did happen to you. You know what I'm saying? And I use this term all the time because God told me life doesn't stop because you have an issue. I know. I'm sorry they hurt you. I am sorry that you was violated. I'm sorry that he left you or she left you. Sometimes the timing was right. Sometimes the season was up with that person, and that's why they left. But listen, life does not stop because we have issues. We have a problem. Life does not stop because our loved one passed away. I'm sorry to say that. You know, God had to tell me that. God had to sit me up and brutally tell me life doesn't stop because you're having a pity party. Get up off that ground and straighten yourself up and walk just like a father should. So God, since God instructed us to forgive, that means we have a choice in the matter. Telling yourself you can't forgive may smooth your conscience, but you are not being truthful. You are simply refusing to forgive, and that is just a choice you make. I'm not saying it's easy, but if you cooperate with the Holy Spirit who lives in you, he can give you strength and you will forgive. And that's so true. And you got to remember also, second step, next step in this journey is to remember what you need to remember and how God has forgave you. Think about all the sins you have ever committed in your life and how many times God has forgiven those sins. There is a one-to-one relationship between sins committed and God's forgiveness. And when you remember how much God has forgiven you, it should be easier to forgive others. Oh, Lord, I did some awful things. Oh my God, I did some things that I didn't know God forgive me for. You know what I'm saying? And I thank him. I thank him for not throwing my past in my face. I thank him for forgiving me when I say that prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will should be done as on earth as in heaven. Forgive us. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive those who trespass against us as you forgive me as I trespass against them. Forgive me. And I thank him for forgiving me. So why not should you forgive that father that did you wrong? That father was never in your life. You know what I'm saying? You don't outpour hatred. Some of you guys are better, in a better place. Even though we needed that fatherly hand, some of you guys, it was a reason our fathers went in our life. It was a reason why our mothers went in our life. For those that mothers was in their life, it was a reason why you, it's just, you know, the reason for everything. And Matthew chapter 18, verse 32, 35 says, then the master called the servant in. You wicked servant, he said, I cancel that all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Should you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you? In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tormented until he should pay back all he owed. This is how my Heavenly Father would treat each of you unless you forgive your brothers and sisters for your heart. And that's not saying, you know what I'm saying, keep letting them in so they can continue to hurt you over and over again. Use discernment. Pray, ask God, hey, what do you want me to do in this relationship? What do you want me to do with this work business? What do you want me to do with this person that's coming to me doing this and ask me for that? He'll show you. He'll tell you what to do. He'll tell you. Yes, sir. A knowledge, like I said earlier, knowledge that you have a problem, a knowledge that you haven't forgave that person or persons for what they have done. Resentment. Stop beating yourself up. If you apologize so many times, if they don't forgive you, you still got to go on with your life. You still got to do what God has called you to do. You owe no one nothing but love. That's it. Love. To love them. And when I say love, I'm not talking about lust, like you sleep with them. I'm talking about love from a condition from your heart. I love you, but I can't allow you back in my life. I'm going to continue to pray for you on this journey, but I can't allow you back into my life, not at this important time. You got to use the sermon because you never know why God had removed that person out of your life. And if you continue to run back to damaged things, to unclean things, to things that not growing, you're going to yourself, it's going to, the roots of whatever they're going through is going to entangle you, and it's going to choke the living daylights out of you to the point that you won't be growing, that you will be toxic, that you will be producing rotten fruit. If that makes sense. If someone has hurt you, be honest about it. You should deal with those emotions prayfully. For those of you who need to pray before the Lord, if you need to get a counselor or talk to your pastor, do so. How do you know when you have forgiven someone? As I wrap this up, as we wrap this up with this right here, the first is when you remember the hurt, but the sting is gone. Ouch. Let me say that again. How do you know when you have forgiven someone? The first is when you remember the hurt, but the sting is gone. There really is no such thing as forgive and forget, because our minds don't want to work that way. Only God can forgive and forget. However, you can get to the place where even though you remember the offense, it no longer hurts you. Amen. And don't hold it against that person at all, like I said earlier. The second way you know you have forgiven is when you can do something towards that person which you could not do before. This must be as a simple prayer and sincerity from them. Having a conversation with them, sharing a meal, writing a letter, sending a card, whatever. So let me tell you a quick story before I end this real quick. I was at work. I work part-time at a warehouse, just part-time, so I can gather some money to, you know, get my equipment at work for my job and my business and for my license and so forth. And the guy came, you know, we were doing this work. And so one of the big drivers came in and he was mad. I'm like, well, we got to do this truck first. And he was like, no, you get out and you unload my truck now. And if those guys that know me, it took me a while to get to the place where I'm at right now. And I don't, the Holy Spirit had must have came in and said, oh, let me come and take over. Over. And so I'm like, well, the, you know, and I'm talking to him, come on, well, the manager told us to do that. He said, well, no, you do my truck now. I said, nope, I'm not going to do your truck. I'm going to go do this truck. I said, because I'm not a child. You're not going to talk to him like this. This is how. So he's yelling. He's mad. Where's the manager? Where's the manager? So I see him getting mad. So I'm just running the truck. So right now, I'm in the battle of my mind right now. Should I go off on this guy or should I keep calm? So my mind is just, I'm telling you, it's wrestling. The flesh trying to rest the spirit, man. And but hold your horses. I was calm. And so this is what I did. And I think I heard, okay, God, what should I do? I got off the other truck and I unload the guy truck. So I saw my manager coming over and he told him, don't you ever talk to her like that again. You come to me, don't you ever. And I, you know, so I said, oh, you know, so I don't know why he was yelling at me. That's what I said. And so I said, he could be having a bad day. And that's why he said, that gives him no reason to yell at you. Because I understand sometimes you do have bad days and you take it out on other people and you didn't try to, you didn't mean to. So they said, you need to tell her you're sorry. You need to tell her you're sorry. He said, no. I said, come on, man. I'm laughing because, you know, I forgave him right quick. I forgave that man. Even though it happened right there, I forgave him. He gave me a hug. He gave me a kiss and he showed me why. I knew something was going on. His truck was going dead. I think every stop he said, the battery kept going dead. He had to get a job and he was upset, but I forgave him because he, even though he went through something in life, I didn't retaliate with anger. You understand where I'm coming from? And I know you like, what this got to do with me? Listen, some of us are in prison mentally, in our own prison, because we choose not to forgive people what happened to us 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago. When a lot of people have gone on with their life, a lot of people are dead and gone, and you still hold the resentment of forgiveness for what he did, why she left, why you don't have a father, why your mother did this. Yes, you deal with those issues and you move on with your life, being a better person in this world. No one has time to deal with all this toxicity, this anger, this rant, or you're going to leave me like the rest of them is. You need to deal with your issues of life. You need to heal from that and stop using manipulation and pity party for somebody to stay and be miserable with you. I was that person. I didn't verbalize my experience or my emotions or anything. I drunk them away. I rather got drunk and forget about it. And then the next day it comes back to drink more. And when I finally opened my mouth to say something, whoa, the gates of hell was shaking, because guess what? What God has planted in me was so powerful that the enemy thought he had to mute me. The enemy thought he had to send out his soldiers to come after me. The enemy had to use other people, Christians and other people, to tell me, you're not ordained. God didn't call you. And I know what God showed me. I know what God told me. I know what I went through. I didn't go through all of this for nothing. Being rejected, being abandoned, being molested 4 times. Being a drunk. I got shot. I was supposed to be dead. God came and visited me while I was a sinner. Jesus saved me. I was nice to Jesus. I heard his voice. I saw his feet. I saw his clothes as white as day. I didn't never see his face. You can't tell me God didn't call me for a time as this. You need to knock yourself in the head. You know, I didn't want to, you know, jump. I just want to just encourage you. You have to forgive for the sake of what God has to take you at. God is trying to take you some places. God is trying to have you to support into other people. God is trying to open the right doors for you, but forgiveness is holding on. I don't care how sanctified holy you is. If you didn't forgive the last pastor you claimed that hurt you, if you, your church hurt and you didn't get over it, God did not dwell. Let me rephrase that. Get yourself healed. Get forgiveness. Learn to forgive others. You know, we don't have time. We don't have all that time to be sitting right here and pointing fingers at nobody right now. Just pray. Just pray. Father God, right now, I pray for those that are listening to the Angela Bless Show. I pray for those that have been hurt 15, 20, 30 years right now, Lord, that you loose the change around their neck, God, that they forgive their accusers, they forgive their father and their mothers, their brothers and sisters and their friends, and their exes, God. They release them in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak life and healing and deliverance into their life so they can go on to the next chapter of their life. No longer should they dwell in unhealthy places. No longer should they dwell in dead places, unsoiled places, places that they cannot grow at no longer. Right now, God, I bring them back. Even myself, bring us back into remembrance when we did something to somebody, when we hurt somebody. And Lord, forgive us. Forgive us for our trespass. Forgive us, God. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you guys. Continue to be blessed. And I didn't want to turn this into a segment. I love you guys. Hey, guys. Tune into the Angela Bless Show every Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on all platforms. On Tuesday, we have our new series, Help Find Me. At 7 p.m. Eastern Time is dealing with missing persons and missing children. You can tune into us on Thursdays when we do our topics and interviews of our guests. Stay tuned for more updates. Love you guys.